USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Secretary of Defense again calling out Russia after one of their jets crashed into and downed a U.S. drone.
The United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows. And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking at the Pentagon today. Russia claims its jets didn't make contact with that drone over the Black Sea. Swiss authorities are trying to stabilize Credit Suisse. The bank is being looked at as a possible third bank in trouble in a week. It's unclear what steps may be taken, but it could include a statement of support that's made publicly. Speaking to healthcare professionals in Las Vegas today, President Biden said provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act are starting to take effect to lower prescription drug costs.
For seniors on fixed income who often need expensive medications to stay healthy, the constant question is, can they pay for the medications? Can they pay the bills without giving up the important elements of their lives?
He said his proposed budget would cap the cost of insulin for all Americans and expand the Affordable Care Act. Attorney Michael Cohen testified again today before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments Donald Trump gave to a porn star.
My position is that at the end of the day, Donald Trump needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds if, in fact, that's the way that the facts play out.
But he wasn't alone. Porn star Stormy Daniels also met with New York City prosecutors to answer questions related to the investigation. Her lawyer said she has agreed to make herself available as a witness. A new poll shows former President Trump with a commanding lead in the 2024 Republican presidential primary. He gets 46% support from GOP and GOP-leaning voters in the latest Quinnipiac University poll. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has 32%, even though he hasn't officially said he's running. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're worried about the health of the American banking system, you're not alone. Many Americans are growing concerned about the strength of the banking sector.
It is a little scary to know that these smaller banks that aren't all that small could have a trickle effect and affect the entire economy.
To me, I haven't felt the repercussions yet, but, like, excuse my language, crap rolls downhill.
California Silicon Valley Bank failed on Friday. That was followed by the closure of New York-based Signature Bank Sunday. Now all eyes are on Swiss bank Credit Suisse as perhaps the third bank to be in trouble in less than a week. Well, Silicon Valley Bank, back open for business. That's what the new head of SVB told employees after the FDIC took control of the bank following its collapse. He said the company is making new loans, processing payments, and carrying out usual business activities. Lunchables could soon be a part of your child's school lunch.
Kraft Heinz has succeeded in getting its ready-to-eat packaged Lunchables into school lunch programs starting this fall in a major new initiative. But the company had to reformulate the ingredients to ensure the products meet federal guidelines first. Kraft Heinz said the new products will be available nationwide to all school administrators to procure and offer to students either for purchase in the lunchroom or for free through the National School Lunch Program. In addition to rolling out Lunchables in schools, the company said it's also testing the addition of packaged Lunchable fruits for sale in stores later this year with the potential to scale nationally in 2024. I'm Skip Kelly.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.